Terry Allen refuses to be confined by disciplines. For 4 decades, he has integrated his drawings and sculptures with performances by his wife of nearly 49 years, Jo Harvey Allen. At Ellie Louver Gallery, their exhibition is based on a tormented period in the life of author, actor, and addict Antonin Artaud. Following a brawl with Irish police in 1937, Artaud was straitjacketed and chained to a cot in the hold of his ship returning to France. For those 17 days, Artaud violently withdrew from opiates. In Allen's exhibition, black and white films of Artaud are projected onto the paper sails of a ship made from a rusted cot, while a fragmented image of Jo Harvey reads and sings hallucinatory texts. I have to say, I think Artaud would approve of what you've done here with your sculptures and your drawings and your soundtrack. Tell me how you happened to choose Artaud as the subject of this work.
I've always had an interest in Artaud over the years, with theater, and I just thought that this would be a great time to do something with Artaud.
As a visual artist who also works in so many different ways. I mean, as I understand it, Artaud's theater of cruelty is really a way of shocking an audience into awareness. Did you ever think of your own work that way?
No, and I don't think he thought of it particularly as shocking. I think he thought of it as kind of to take something beyond the status quo. You know, these little romantic sitting dramas were highly offensive to him. And he thought that theater could go beyond language, it could go beyond body, it could go beyond everything. And that's what his kind of premise was when he would try to do a piece, but mostly it was about what he wrote, like theater and its double and stuff. Everything he wrote, he couldn't do. But it was more like really an inspiration, I think, that other artists kind of saw this madness as really pushing everything to the extreme. And it wasn't really about cruelty, about being cruel, other than just cruel to your, you know, habits. That's what was always interesting to me about him. When I was in Chouinard in L.A., my first encounter with Artaud was going to the City Lights bookstore up in San Francisco, and Lawrence Ferlinghetti ran the bookstore. It was his, he still owns it, but he actually ran it in the early 60s. And I saw this book with this face on it and the words Artaud Anthology. I'd never heard of this person, but that face was like riveting. And I opened the book up. They had all of these photographs of him, mostly in Rodez when he was in a mental institution, but this incredible, decimated but dramatic kind of face. And then drawings that he had done of his own face. It was like this kind of weird obsession. So I got the book and took it up to the counter and told Ferlinghetti, who was there, I said, I've got to have this book. I have no money, but I've got to have this book. And he said, take the you know. And I took it, you know.
Can we say that Artaud inspired you to push your own work beyond conventional boundaries of painting or sculpture? I mean, you do a little bit of everything in your work, and you always have. I mean, by everything, I mean, you write songs. You and your wife, Jo Harvey, have performed together in performances. You do drawings. You do sculptural installations, and they all integrate.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, too, I just write a song. I mean, it's like Freud. Sometimes it's a song is just a song, you know. But I don't know that any one thing. I mean, Artaud was always interesting to me because of that reason, but any artist to me is interesting because of that reason. Anybody that challenges, when you look at their work or think about their work, they challenge your own ideas of what work is or what humor is or what an idea is and really nails something. It's exciting, you know, because it's almost they make you jealous and, well, I've got to do that. I've got to do that with my own work. I've got to push what I do as far as I can do. But I don't think it's like some kind of textbook on wanting to make something go beyond it. To me, that's kind of obligatory with an artist. And that was pretty much reinforced by all of the artists that I admire and friends of mine that make art. You know, it's going beyond your own habits, if you can, which is No, not particularly easy, you know, because you're rotted with habits, especially the older you get.
Terry Allen's exhibition at L.A. Louvre Gallery in Venice continues through April 16th. For more information, go to LALouvre.com. For Arts Alive, I'm Hunter Drahoyoska-Philp.
And the golden gates of forever close tight on all the fun.